This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm visiting with Tom Snell with Snell Custom Harvesting. Where do you call home, Tom?
Ellenwood, Kansas is where I call home. Born and raised right here by Capron, Oklahoma, but now call Ellenwood, Kansas home.
And have you been out on the harvest quite a bit this year so far?
We've been out about a month, I suppose. Got my last combine yesterday out of Texas that was mudded in down there and finally finished up. And got moved up here, except we're all but done here, so we just sent him on up home. So then we're moving more machines today that direction.
And we're in Alva, Oklahoma right now.
Correct. Yep, Alva, Oklahoma.
And how many acres did you have to harvest down here?
Oh, well, that's a little hard to say. I'm just figuring, but it'd be in the 5,000 range, 5,500, something like that.
And how was the wheat around here?
It varied. My own wheat had some freeze damage plus the drought, made 26, 28, and cut wheat made as much as 65. But I think probably low 40s, mid 40s are probably the average.
And where did you get started this year?
Burt Burnett, Texas.
How were things down there?
They had a good crop. Just muddy and hard to get the last of it. Got some sprout damage at the end, but they had the second year of a really good crop for them people down there.
Is that in what part of Texas?
North Texas, straight south, northern Texas.
Did you stop anywhere else in Oklahoma on the way here?
Randlett and Granfield, Oklahoma area, and then up to here.
And was their wheat pretty decent?
Pretty darn good there, too. They really did. Had great wheat pasture and a great wheat crop. They really did.
What kind of yields are you talking about this year?
In Texas, some in the 50s, low 60s. At Oklahoma, anywhere from low 40s to low 60s. Good quality, great quality, except for at the end when the sprout damage got them.
Well, I've heard from different people that protein levels can vary a lot, too.
They've been varying an awful lot. We haven't really seen a whole lot of protein wheat. I thought I'd see a little higher protein around here, and there's been a lot of 12s, a little bit of low 13s, but no, and just not any exceptional proteins. But it was pretty low protein, but they had a great wheat crop down there.
And you said the test weights around the area are pretty good.
Real good. We've cut a lot of 61, 62-pound wheat, all areas we've cut in, yes.
What about moisture? Has that been a problem?
Hasn't been a problem. In fact, two of the people I cut for here have been giving me a hard time, saying my dad would be ashamed of my cutting this year. He was always good for a sample load or two, and it'd be a semi-load, but his sample load. And I don't think I've cut a wet load here yet this year. So they're all giving me a hard time that he would be very disappointed in me that I couldn't cut a little wet wheat.
And where are you headed from here?
Back up home around Ellenwood, Kansas. We cut about a 50-mile radius in that Ellenwood, Kansas area.
And you go on after that?
Pierce, South Dakota, Sydney, Nebraska, some Pierce, South Dakota, and then on up into southwest North Dakota.
So it sounds like you'll be on the road a little bit.
Got a ways to go, yeah.
Well, thank you, Tom. I've been visiting with Tom Snell of Snell Custom Harvesting, and this is Jim Winger.